Although they're now based in Boston, Dispatch is a Colorado band, proclaims drummer Brad Corrigan. The band formed in 1996, one of the most successful indie bands ever, jokingly called the biggest band nobody's ever heard of. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Dispatch is back with their first new album in 5 years, America Location 12, and a renewed commitment to, well, being a band. The band is touring behind the record. They'll play at PNC Pavilion on Sunday, September 16th. Joining me on the phone is Brad Corrigan. Brad, thanks for taking some time. How's the tour going?
Oh, it's going great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, where are we talking to you today?
I'm at home in Denver.
Your website says you're hitting some new markets this time around. What are some of the new places Dispatch is playing?
We haven't played Kansas City before. I don't believe we've played Cincinnati before. And there are a handful of places that we just played that are a bit of a blur. Glen Allen, Virginia is one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, St. Augustine, Florida. Dallas, Texas. A little more in the south this time. It's been a lot of fun to kind of fill in some shows as opposed to just playing from large market to large market.
Yeah, a lot of festivals this summer?
Not too many. Yeah, I think we've done two or three. We played Cali Roots out in Monterey, and that was sometime in the end of May. And that's the only one that really comes to mind right now. Can you draw him on break?
Yes, that's okay. Break is a good thing. Let's talk about this new record a little bit. Kind of a different approach to the writing process for this record?
It was. It was a really cool experience a few years ago, just putting together 30 or 40 demo songs, which we'd never done before. I mean, we're typically going into the studio with maybe 8 songs written, and then we'll write the remainder in the studio. But we had enough time between tours, and Chad in particular is such a prolific songwriter. So we got together and pulled all the demos and then went through a process where we voted on the songs with our producer and engineer. And we hadn't worked with them before, but really felt like they were kindred spirits just by the, you know, the bands that influenced them the most and the sounds that they enjoyed drawing from in the studio. And we just decided to go into the studio, you know, 15 songs already done and in mind. And then knew the studio process always involves some unexpected magic on songs that you don't think really have it. And then other tunes that you go on thinking are going to be the primary focus sometimes don't really come into shape. And so we just figured if we went in with 15, we'd surely come out with 10 or 11 that could shape a record. But it was really cool. I think it made us feel like we were putting together the best music for the band as opposed to kind of competing head-to-head as songwriters.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about working in the studio. I mean, anyone who's heard your music knows that harmonies are a huge element of Dispatch's sound. So do you all write your own harmony parts? Do you always take the same, the top, middle, the bottom? How do you develop your incredible vocal arrangements?
Yeah, we appreciate that it means a lot to you. Harmony is just, I think it's why we still play. It's so fun to get to sing. I mean, two, three, and sometimes four-part harmonies is such a fun way to bring music to life. I love harmony more than anything. I think I'm more of an arranger and harmonizer in spirit. You know, and Chad's more of a songwriter. He sings really beautiful harmonies as well, but I mean, probably our best and fastest formation is for him to just be blowing through songs and for me to be singing harmonies and creating a lot of the vocal arrangements behind them. And in that way, I mean, it made the process of creating music so much better as opposed to, you know, the old way, Chad, Pete, and I would each come in with, you know, 5 or 7 songs. And we value each other. And it was really hard to say, like, well, I want my songs instead of yours. But this somehow democratized the process of choosing songs. And then I got to stand on my strength, which is just going in the studio and singing tunes. And Chad stepping in and another of our JR who's in the band now. So everyone sings. And I think that just makes it really special for me to make.
Well, that process seems to have worked out pretty well. Got your first top 10 AAA radio hit with Only the Wild Ones. Now, the new single was Painted Yellow Lines. That's got a really fascinating backstory. You want to talk about that one a little bit?
Yeah, Painted Yellow Lines, I think, comes from Chad's journals and from some of his experiences jumping trains or hitchhiking. I mean, he said that it's always been an amazing experience to go across the country and see the beauty in all the different corners of the state. But, you know, if you don't have a ride by sunset, all of a sudden the adventure turns into a bit of a cold, am I going to get somewhere tonight or am I going to be on the street? And So it's kind of a mix of the daydream of, you know, wanderlust and always wanting to go and see different places. And then two, kind of the risk of being rejected as people are driving by you and not giving you the ride that you're hoping for.
Talking with Brad Corrigan, singer, songwriter, and drummer for Dispatch, coming to town for a show on September 16th at PNC Pavilion. Brad, you talked about recording this album and getting it right, especially the drum sound. What were some of the challenges in getting your drum sound?
Well, we had two or three different sets that we had, you know, in different corners of the studio. We were in this huge house turned studio in Stinson Beach, which is a little bit north of San Francisco. And, you know, the acoustics in the house were really interesting. And, you know, there was one corner of the house that had a huge echo to it and another that had a really nice, tight, dry sound. And so, you know, I would really just more than ever lean into the producer and engineer from track to track on which kind of kit they wanted and what kind of tone they were looking for. And then I would play the part on both kits and go in and kind of A-B them, and then we'd make a decision. And I mean, I think they were always right. I mean, they had a really great sense as to how the drums would complement the guitars and what sort of heartbeat each song, you know, needed in order to leave room for the vocals and create enough energy to drive the songs. But it was really cool. I played on some really old gear, stuff that I really hadn't seen before, and didn't play the cymbals very much, which was pretty unique. And I feel like I learned a lot from those guys in terms of the way they approach tracking drums.
A drummer who lays off the cymbals is a drummer who's near to my heart.
No kidding.
Peter Gabriel's too, by the way.
Yep.
Part of what your band is all about is social activism, political activism, social justice, and that has not changed with this record. But you guys try to keep it fairly positive. How difficult is that in a world that is sometimes quite negative?
Well, I think you can approach nearly any political situation with glasses half full and where we're going, or glasses half empty and where we've been and where we're stuck. And I think we just really believe it's a much stronger step to unify a crowd, and, you know, with the desire to move somewhere rather than get lost in all the drama and emotion of where things currently are. There's always the sense of, like, let's move from the present into the future, and let's put a marker on the horizon line, and let's believe that in our differences, we still, as love and respect, you know, are our primary commitments to each other, then we learn from each other more than we would clash with each other. Music's such a powerful way, I think, to unite people around an anthem, a melody, a drum beat, and, you know, everyone in the crowd, my gosh, you know, different generations, different cultural backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, political backgrounds. But I think a concert's a really good place to try at least embody the symbol of, well, let's all come together on something that we do love and then figure out how to be really respectful and dialoguing around disagreement, because, gosh, dialogue has just been lost. I think most people in our country right now hide behind their social media and just throw grenades at each other, and it is not helpful. So, you know, if there's some way that we're able to capture that in our songs or in the forums that we create, the shows or the social activism before or after, I mean, we really just want to figure out how to unite people, whether there's commonality or difference.
Amen, my brother. Amen. And when Dispatch is out on tour, you guys support a couple of charities. You have your own charitable foundation. Do I understand that correctly?
We formed that in 2007 when we did a big benefit at Madison Square Garden for organizations in Zimbabwe. So since then, the Dispatch Foundation hasn't been as active as it's been a pass-through. And now we support a lot of organizations just directly in their own. As long as they have NGO status, we'll just flow right through them.
Who's out touring with you this time around?
Nako and Medicine for the People. They're just an unbelievable band and such an incredible group of humans. We've had, you know, great openers in the past, but we've never really found like a tribe of brothers backstage. I mean, we were having so much fun. And I bet three or four different times in our set, some of those guys are sitting in with us, and then JR and I go out and sit in with them. And we went to Pine Ridge, which is a reservation in South Dakota, on like the third day of the tour, and did a kind of service day there together, getting to know each other and getting to know one of our opening acts, Scotty Clifford, who used to be the lead singer of Scatter Their Own. He's now playing a Scotty Clifford and Spirits Cry So we've got a really beautiful kind of native team with us, and also a focus on supporting native youth throughout the tour. There's a group called Native Americans in Philanthropy that we're fundraising for across the tour just to raise funds for them. And then they receive applications from native youth across the country who have different sorts of entrepreneurial projects that they want supported. So it's just been really, it's been so fun to meet Naco and his crew. And Ray Zaragoza was another singer-songwriter that opened for us the first 15 shows. And everyone's just gotten along so great.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful show. It comes to Cincinnati on September the 16th at PNC Pavilion. The new single is Painted Yellow Lines. The album is America, Location 12. Dispatch is touring the country, celebrating a renewal of their band and continuing to direct their energy to causes and campaigns that matter, sure to find ways to engage the fan base and make a whole lot of new fans with their music and their concern for issues that matter the most. Been talking with Brad Corrigan. Brad, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And safe travels. We'll see you in Cincinnati soon.
Sounds good. See you soon.
Thanks for visiting. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.